Prisas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2. The Mishnah wants to answer the question, when a person did multiple things wrong, how many Asham Talis does he bring? And the answer in principle is very simple, which is the Asham Tali is coming to be brought in place of the Chatas Kavua when one isn't sure if he has to bring a Chatas Kavua. And therefore, if the scenario would require him, if he certainly sinned, to bring one Chatas, he'd bring one Asham Tali. And if it would be two Chatas, then two Asham Talis, etc. Says the Mishnah inside, Kashem. See, it's just the same. She'im achal chelev v'chelev behelem achas. If a person ate chelev twice in one single lapse of awareness, enu chayev ela achatas achas, the rule would be, if he did it b'shogeg, he brings one chatas for both eatings, because it's only one lapse of awareness, one helem. Kach alohoda shelehen enu bevi ela asham echad. The same would be true if twice he ate food in one lapse of unawareness, and then it turns out that what he ate may or may not have been chelev, so twice. So just as if he knows for sure, certain that there was chelev, he'd bring just one chatas for both. So he'll now bring one asham tali for both. Says the Mishnah further, im haisa yediya bein tayim, if there was a break between the two eatings, and he was informed, oh, there's chelev in the fridge, be careful, or something like that. So then kashem shu mevi chatas al kol achas v'achas, just as if he knows for a fact he ate chelev twice with his break in the middle of information, and he did it b'shogeg, he'd bring a chatas for each achila, because it's not one, but rather two halamos, two lapses. So too, kachu mevi asham tali al kol achas v'achas. If, again, he ate one of the two pieces of meat, and one of them was chelev, one wasn't, he doesn't know which one he ate. And then they told him, watch out, there's chelev in the fridge. And then again, he ate another one or two pieces of meat and doesn't know which one he ate. So now, just as if he knows for certain, he brings two chatalos, now he brings two asham talis. Kachu mevi asham tali, al kol achas v'achas. He brings one for each. Kishem shim achal chelev v'dam nosar u'pigol behelem achas. Just as how, if a person had a sandwich, and in the sandwich, there are four different kazesim of four different usher things. Chelev, the forbidden fats, and dam, blood, and nosar, leftover sacrificial meat, upigal, the pigal chutzlas mano, meat, each of which eating them kazais carries the penalty of karas, and b'shogeg, you bring a chata, so there are four chataos you have to bring. So if it's in one halam, you didn't know, and you ate the whole sandwich, you bring four chataos, chayvokal achas v'achas, one for each of the four separate things. Kacha lo hoda shalahen mevi asham tali al kol achas v'achas. If there were two sandwiches, one was kosher, and one was filled with four different kazesim, four different isurim, like I said. So if he doesn't know which one he ate, then he brings four asham talis, one for each of the possible chataos he'd have to bring. Now, break, new thought, new paragraph, in fact, in the Bavli, it's a new Mishnah. Scenarios where a person knows for a fact he did Nevera, but he doesn't, that would be Mechayev Mechatas, but he doesn't know which Avera he did, as we'll see in the Mishnah in a second. So, can he bring a chatas for that? So there are three different examples given. So for example, chelev and nos lafanov. There were two sandwiches. One had chelev inside of it, one had nosar inside of it. So either of them, if you eat them, b'shogeg, thinking they're kosher, you have to bring a chatas. But this guy, achal echad mehen, ve'en yadua eizmen achal. He ate one of the two sandwiches, but he doesn't know, was it the chelev sandwich or the nosar sandwich? So he knows he did something wrong, which would be machayev machatas, but he doesn't know which sin he needs to atone for. So can he bring a chatas, or must he bring a chatas in such a scenario? That's the question. Okay, we'll have machlokas in a second, but we're going to have two other setups which are kind of equivalent. The second of the three is ish tonida v'achoso imo babayis. There's two women in the house with him. One is his own wife, but she's a nida, therefore iser karas and show and b'shogeg chatas. And achoso, his sister, also the same thing in terms of chatas. And Shagag ba'achas mehen. Here you see shagag means he did an accident. He did an avera with one of them. He doesn't know which one it was. The word shagag here is appropriate. So you see in the previous mission we said, we don't know why it said shagag or whatever. It was just copying the language over here. Here it definitely is a shagaga. He thought that the person he assumed was muteris, but he didn't know that she wasn't and doesn't know. However, ve'en yadu of be'ez mehen shagag. He doesn't know which of the two women it was. So again, the same scenario where he definitely has to bring a chatas, but he doesn't know which sin it's for. Or the third case is Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. You have, let's say, back-to-back Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday. V'asa malacha ben hashmashos. And a person does a malacha like in the transitional period between the two of them. There's different sheets of what Ben Ishmashos is, and they actually all can be worked over here. But let's just keep it simple for a second and say that Ben Ishmashos is kehara fine. It's like a blink of an eye. So what happens is he did a malacha, but he doesn't know was the malacha on this side of Ben Ishmashos or that side of Ben Ishmashos. Meaning, did he do malacha on Shabbos and he's Mechal Shabbos? Or did he do malacha on Yom Kippur and he's Mechal Yom Kippur? He doesn't know. So it's the same as the previous two cases. So it says Mishnah inside Shabbos Yom Kippurim va'asa malacha ben Ishmashos v'ein yedu be'ez men asa. Doesn't know which of the two days he did the malacha on. Rabbi Eliezer machayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, he definitely did an avera, for which the penalty is a chatas, so he must bring a chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he doesn't bring anything at all. Why? So Rabbi Yeshua learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, chataso asher chata ba, his sin for which he sinned in it, and this ba in it is extra, so he has to know which sin he sinned in. If he doesn't know which sin he sinned, then he doesn't bring a chatas. And that's his shita. Rabbi Eliezer understands that the Asher Chataba tells you a different thing, which is that a misasik is potter. That is, misasik is, you know, someone who did an action, but the forbidden action didn't even intend to do the action, let alone the shogeg, because where you do an action, but you didn't intend to break the halacha. Misasik is you're doing one thing and the thing that was forbidden happened, you didn't intend to do that at all. So in other words, you're reaching for a book off the shelf, and your elbow touched the light switch along the way. You didn't intend to turn the lights on. That's a misasik. Okay, so that Rabbi Eliezer says you don't, everyone agrees you don't bring a chatas for a misasik. And Rabbi Eliezer says you learn from this pasuk, and that's what he holds, that you do, however, bring a chatas if you don't know which of the two averas you did. If you know you did an avera, that's machayev you a chatas. Okay, on that, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, wait a second. We had three examples before. We had the two things you ate, or the two women you slept with, or the malach on either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So he says, Lo nechu al ha'osa malacha ben ashmashos shu potter. He says the third one was not part of their machlokas. They wouldn't disagree over a situation of how many chatos you have to bring or which chatos you have to bring for. If you're talking about the transition between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, why? Because remember, ben ashmashos, there are different shitas on what it is, if it's one or both or neither. It takes a long time or blink of an eye. It doesn't matter. The point is, let's just keep it simple for a second and say Ben Ishmashos either has his own status or that it just is a blink of an eye. So then, and it can work for all these shitas. So the point is, let's say a malacha takes, you know, 3 seconds to do. So if you started the malacha on the last second of Shabbos and then it continued on until like the first second of Yom Kippur, so that means you're doing not the whole malacha either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, so you'd be patur altogether from achatas. And that being the case, it wouldn't fit the previous pattern. The previous pattern was scenarios where you know for sure you did something which is mechayev yochatas, you just don't know what you did. Here it's possible you actually aren't chayev yochatas at all because you didn't do a full malacha either on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So it says the Mishnah Brios, Amar Biosi, Lo nechlaku al ha'osa malacha ben ashmashos shu pater. They weren't arguing on the case of ben ashmashos, like, you know, the transitional period that you're doing malacha. Sha'ani Omar, because I say, says Rabiosi, Miktsas malacha asa mehayom, because it's possible he did part of the malacha, like the Akira, let's say, today on Shabbos, u'miktsas l'machar, and the Hanacha, the second part happened the next day on Yom Kippur. V'ama nechlaku, so what was the Shabbos Yom Kippur scenario that they're arguing about? Ala osa besocha yom. He did a malacha in the middle of a day. Ve'en yedua im b'Shabbos asa im b'yom ha'kippur masa. However, you know, after all the wine he drank on Shabbos or whatever the point is. Point is, he gets mixed up. He doesn't remember, did I do that malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur? I'm mixed up, I can't remember. So he doesn't know which of the two days needs a chatas for because he's confused. Oh, or alternatively, ala osa ve'en yadua me'en ezu malacha asa. He knows he did a malacha and he knows it was on Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. But he can't remember, did I plant or did I harvest? I don't remember which one I did. So in those scenarios, Rabbi Lezer Mechai, says, doesn't matter. He brings a chatas because he knows he's chayav a chatas. Doesn't matter, he doesn't know what he's doing the chatas on. And Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if you don't know what you're bringing the chatas for, the specific sin, then you don't bring chatas at all. And as you saw previously, the different malachas and Shabbos count as separate like categories for different sin, if you will. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda now chimes in and he says, Poter hai Rabbi Yeshua af ma'asham tali. We were talking about a chatas. So you might have thought now, wait a second, maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds you can't bring a chatas because you don't know which sin you did. So maybe you should bring an asham tali instead. The answer is no way. Asham tali is for the specific scenario where you may or may not have done a sin at all. That's not this case. This is you did a sin. You just don't know if it was you know, Shabbos or Yom Kippur to the stories, and therefore there's no chattas, and even Rabbi Yeshua says, and no Hashem Talhui either.